The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Barack Obama made the astounding statement in the 2014 State of the Union message that if the Congress refused to work with him, he would advance his policies by executive order. He's bragged that he has, quote, a pen, and he has, quote, a phone, as if his word is the law. This is beyond thinkable. This is dictatorial control such as was exercised by Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany. In July of 1776, the American colonies stood up and threw off the dictatorial yoke of King George III of England because this man had constantly ignored the British Constitution. In the Declaration of Independence, our founding fathers listed 27 violations of God-given rights which King George III had done. Mr. Obama has now violated a full 23 of those 27 God-given rights. Consider. The first accusation in the Declaration said of King George, quote, he has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. While Obama originally said he was pro-life and pro-family so he could get the votes of conservatives, he has proven indeed that he is neither. He worked to block any national law in favor of biblical morality or the biblical family, both of which are fundamentally necessary for the public good, as the Declaration stated. The seventh accusation by the Declaration against King George stated he had, quote, endeavored to prevent the population of these states, which was meant to keep foreigners like the Scots-Irish from coming here because of their biblical convictions that government must be of the people, by the people, for the people. Obama has attempted to control the government by the same principle of controlling the population. He's just done it in reverse order. By leaving our borders open to illegal immigrants, he is preparing to give these many illegals the right to vote in order to secure his position as a dictator. Number 10 accusation stated of King George, quote, he has erected a multitude of new offices to harass our people. Barack Obama has increased the numbers of offices in government by the thousands. The harassment of expanded EPA powers alone is destroying whole industries such as coal in this nation. Accusation number 14 stated, quote, for quartering bodies of armed troops among us. King George had sent British soldiers to force Americans to obey his word as the law. Obama has created a national force of immense size in the Department of Homeland Security to do the very same thing. Accusation number 21 stated, quote, for altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. Change has been Obama's watchword from the beginning. He so changed our governmental forms that the outworking of it bears no resemblance to what our founding fathers gave their lives to establish. Obama's works declares his hatred for men like Washington, Jefferson, and Madison. But worse is his contempt for Almighty God. He's dropped his name whenever he quotes the Declaration of Independence. Whenever he quotes Jefferson's statement that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, he leaves out by their Creator. Think about it. Shouldn't our Congress be bringing impeachment proceedings against this man? Where is the statesman in Congress who will rise up and bring impeachment charges against this would-be dictator? Who among us will stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free? Will you? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you will not like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.